Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Deborah Fine is our guest, the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Oh, thanks for asking, Jim. My website's the best way, deborahfine.com. That's DEBRAFINE.com. Everything's there. Of course, I'm on Amazon with my book. Mm-hmm. And but all the information about me, I travel around the country. I'm a keynote speaker and a trainer. Teach conversation skills and networking tools to head into what we're about to talk about now, which is how can women or men, for that matter, overcome that when they feel overwhelmed about networking or about just gaining visibility within their niche or within the community or whatever it is that they're trying to do with their product or their clients or their patients or their customers, right? I mean, that's exactly what it's all about. How can we solve? Let's not whine anymore. What can we do? And you know, one of the
There's no crying in baseball and no whining in small business.
That is exact right. Nobody should be listening to that. But you know, I've always felt, and I think it's because I used to be an engineer, that the best way, whether you even if people are born with the gift of gab, which you are, Jim, but, you know, I would say one-third of the population is. For the rest of us, when you walk into a chamber meeting, a civic organization, some kind of industry conference where you want to really get your message out, and, you know, everybody's talking about these elevator speeches and all this stuff. Well, what I say is there's power in meeting new people, period. So you've got to meet a lot of new people and have real connections with them where you're not just exchanging a business card. And so the best way to approach that, I think, is to turn it into a task. You know what women are great at? And so are men, of course. Tasks. We get the job done. Jim, if I tell myself I have to pick up this carpool, I have to get these proposals in, I have to get to the bank, it gets done,
mm-hmm.
Period. So this is
you're
what
talking
I say.
About a plan.
A plan, a task. When I walk into a networking event, before I turn off the car, two things have happened, all right? So I'm going to the hotel, to some banquet room, an award ceremony. I don't care what it is. I'm going to a meeting and somebody else is leading, but of course I get there 5 minutes early, okay? But before I walk into the meeting or the awards or the networking thing, two things are going to happen in my mind. Number one, I decide how many new people I'm going to meet. I turn it into a task. So if I decide I'm going to meet three new people or five new people, then when I'm done meeting those new people, because I'm fearing rejection, Jim, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of, it's not rejection anymore. Well, it is to a lower level. But if I decide I'm going to meet five new people, guess what I get to do after I meet five new people? Guess what I get to do? I get to stop. I get to relax. I get to go get a drink. I get to go sit in the hotel lobby. I get to do whatever.
You've done your job.
Exactly. So then it's not so overwhelming where you're standing there and you're it can be exhausting, especially for an introvert.
Let me say one thing, Deborah.
Yes, sir.
People, women should understand that men don't like rejection either.
Of course they don't.
We don't like it either.
Well, that's
all
why
the
I have
things,
a business, Jim.
All the things that happen to us that women, that can happen to us if we speak up or if we're proven wrong or we make a mistake or we fail or we're rejected, none of that lands on us with any less pain as men than it does on women. It's just that we have a little thicker skin. I think we're born with a little thicker skin. And I think that's what women need to do is don't become unfeminine, but find a little bit of thicker skin and let it roll off of you a little bit more.
Well, I agree with you, but also I think we should all develop a thicker skin. And I don't think I'd have a business today if I didn't go out. Why do I have to teach networking skills? Because people are afraid of rejection ultimately. Otherwise, people would be meeting new people all the time and asking for business, right?
Right, right.
But so I think this applies to men too. So don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, hey, women, this is what you do. Turn it into a task. Get yourself away from the desk. This is one of my favorite quotes, Jim. It's by Le Carré, the author.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I did say that wrong. His quote is, "A desk is a dangerous place to view the world." So isn't that great?
That's true.
And with social media, it gets even tougher. So we're so busy. We're at our desk. We're like, we can't take a breath. And with social media, we're communicating that way. Well, you've got to get up and go to like two networking events a week.
Journalists call that reporting inside your head.
Really?
Yeah. In other words, your whole world is what you see in front of you. Whether so, if it's in, behind your desk, it's what's in your office. If it's if it's out there meeting people, then that's what you see. That's how.
But listen, you don't face rejection at your desk,
yeah,
do you?
That's right.
I mean, sometimes over the phone, you might be mean to me, but most people are not.
The paychecks don't come there though if you do that.
They don't.
You know, so, folks, we've uncovered two myths here in Deborah's visit with us. This myth about her being an introvert, that's one. The other one is about her not having the gift of gab, that's another one. Hey, Deborah, give us that website again, please.
DeborahFine.com, DeborahFine, the fine
Don't
art
be
of small
such
stuff.
A stranger. Come back again real soon,
you know,
Deborah.
I can't wait.
All right, we'll do it again real soon. Thanks, Deborah. Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen. I told you she was fine. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.